back at it with the steady hot man Crowder and Solana. 305 cafecito time, dame una colada. Got some interviews next, always got dope guests. Get the cesspool live, dropping comments and likes. We about to get right, talking sports, my G. Listen to Odyssey and 104.3. Live and back on GeorgiaMusic.com. Hitting it at the park like a Matt Mervis bomb. All power. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour.
I'm ready.
Get ready for the 3 o'clock
hour. I'm ready, Georgie.
Get ready for that 3 o'clock.
I'm ready.
Ready for the 3 o'clock. Are you ready
so,
for the 3 o'clock?
Here's a couple of notes, and we have Heat tickets every hour today up until 6 o'clock, and I'll give away another pair of them here in the first segment. Put us up on the stream, someone. Someone, please pay attention. I know you have a Heat game coming up tonight, Izod Lacoste over there, but please, let's try to pay attention. Oh, there he is, Steve Nash. Couple of notes. Josina Anderson tweeted out, league sources have told me Mike Tomlin has told people that he would prefer to coach in a warm weather environment if it fits.
Warmest place in the NFL.
Joe Shad tweets out, and he attributes this to Tom Pelissero, who's very connected. Miami would make a lot of sense for Mike Tomlin. Mm. So, couple of things percolating there, maybe. Also, Diana Russini had tweeted out the Dolphins have moved on. I don't know if you mentioned this in the headlines. Dolphins have moved on from assistant GM Marvin Allen, who has been with the Dolphins since 2019.
Wow, no, I didn't even see that.
So, John Eric Sullivan is making some moves.
I don't know who Marvin Allen is, but I love that John Eric Sullivan is putting his stamp on the team early.
Got to make things happen,
yes.
Man. Got to make things happen. So Dolphins move on from Marvin Allen, assistant GM, and there's just a little bit of scuttlebutt that maybe Mike Tomlin, there's also plenty of scuttlebutt that he wants to go work in television, but maybe some that he's interested in warm weather.
Hmm.
All right, let's do headlines. Frank Caliendo is going to join us this hour, and I want to give away another pair of Heat tickets here in the first segment if we can do so. Heat and Celtics Thursday night at the Kaseya Center. We have tickets every hour. Heat and Suns tonight at the Kaseya Center. You'll get the Heat game on 104.3 FM tonight. You'll get Canes Hoops on 560 AM tonight. The big breaking news, Mike Tomlin stepping down as the Steelers head coach after 19 seasons. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Just as an aside, you see Canes Hoops balling this year?
They are balling, man.
Really?
They look good.
14-2.
But most of it, like Notre Dame, that'll be a tough opponent tonight.
Yeah, it was all non-conference stuff. They lost to Florida at the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. and then they had one more loss, obviously, but now they have to do it in the conference. Fine.
Correct.
But I don't know, like first year of Jay Lucas, and yeah. they're 14-2 in non-conference play. They've won three conference games already. They're 3-0. I don't know. They've won 9 straight. Like, because Tobin had mentioned it this morning. He's like, yeah, I was watching them over the weekend. I think they played Georgia Tech. He's like, man, they look really good. And I start looking at their schedule, and I'm like, damn. That's impressive, first year.
By the way, you've seen all this Anthony Davis stuff. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. Mavericks are looking to move him. They could move him to a team that would, because he could possibly be ready for the playoffs and blah, blah, blah. Anthony Davis has tweeted, y'all better stop listening to all these lies on the apps.
He gone.
what lies? Does he need surgery or not?
I don't know. So he replied. If you look at his replies, he's been replying to some of the breaking news lies. Y'all listening to lies, and then he tweeted out that tweet. So someone, I'm trying to see what. This was deleted by the author. He responded to one of the tweets with lies, and the author has deleted that. He replied to another tweet, lies, but y'all keep listening to them. That person deleted the tweet as well, but he has tweeted on his own, you all better stop listening to all these lies on the app.
They don't, I hate that they always had to respond to tweets and all that stuff.
Well, if it's,
he is an injury prone fella.
If it's genuinely, though, lies about his health, I would understand.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know if they want to trade him or if they're going to move him or whatever.
No, I think he wants to be traded.
So
honestly, I mean, he's at the back end of his career. He can barely stay healthy. And he wants to – look, the Mavs are going places, but in the future, Kyrie may or may not be back at the end of the season. Like, they're not actually competing for anything this year. I would imagine he'd prefer to go to a contender.
Can you imagine being traded for Luka and then just kind of being shipped off? Because he can't command anything in return.
No.
Nothing, right? I mean, no. He commanded at one point in his career Luka Doncic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'd – I mean, what would you give for Anthony Davis?
Not a lot right now. I mean, I'd like to know if he's actually going to have surgery and is going to be out for the remainder of the
year. Spoiler alert, if he doesn't need it this time, he's going to need it soon right. For another injury.
No chance he's playing 75-plus games the remainder of his NBA career ever.
As long as we're speaking NBA, let me give away a pair of Heat tickets here. Heat and Celtics, Thursday night, Kaseya Center. What caller number would you like to take? Would you like to take caller 14, actually 15, for the number of points you need Bam to score tonight?
Please, Bam. Come on, big man.
All right, caller 15 right now, 305-567-0560, 305-567-0560, caller 15. Gets a pair of Heat Celtics tickets for Thursday night. And you get the added pleasure of talking to Jimmy, who's dressed like a bumblebee.
I like the shirt, Jimmy. Look good.
Thanks, Crowder.
That's a lie. You told him before the show, Jimmy, your body style doesn't do well with thick horizontal stripes.
I was off air. You got man. I'm honest. I'm an honest friend. Yeah.
Well, you're obviously not. Obviously not.
That's a rough look.
You know they say TV adds 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
This YouTube stream adds about 37, Jimmy. Just teasing. You look good. What team is that? What is that you're wearing?
It's a Turkish team.
What team, Jimmy?
I can't pronounce it.
No.
What's that movie with the bees when he was fighting with the bears and the humans?
My Girl?
Jesus Christ.
Macaulay Culkin got eaten by bees.
No, it was a movie with bees.
Oh, Transformers.
Oh, Bumblebee.
The bee movie.
Yeah, Bumblebee.
Was it bee movie when they were getting mad at the bears and the humans?
Don't be outraged with us if we didn't come up with bee movie when you're going movie with the bees. No one's assuming it's the bee movie. That'd be too easy to forget that.
That's very easy to forget because it seems too obvious.
Well, I believe you're thinking of My Girl with Macaulay Culkin.
That was a dumb movie, too.
It was not.
That was the dumbest movie ever.
What are you talking about?
My Girl.
My Girl.
Goofball stuff.
Stop it. That movie was brilliant.
Never seen it.
Never saw
My Girl.
Don't
waste your time.
Never saw it.
Fantastic movie.
It's unreal.
Macaulay Culkin, Dan Aykroyd, Jamie Lee Curtis.
The lineup.
Bees.
He wasn't going to hit nothing.
Who? Macaulay Culkin? Stop it. She was so into him. She was so into him.
No, she wasn't.
Are you joking?
Man, that was some square
you
goofball
didn't even
stuff.
See the
no,
movie, man.
You Jack, did not yeah, even that was see a that movie. That was a cultural different movie.
No, not at all. You just don't understand. You don't understand love.
No, I do understand love. You seen Love and Basketball?
No.
You seen Poetic Justice?
No.
Poetic Justice was the black My Girl.
Stop it.
I've seen Poetic Justice. You've never seen Love and Basketball?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, ain't won no action.
That's a Mount Rushmore sports movie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He ain't won no action.
Who's in Love and Basketball?
Omar Epps, he doesn't know. And Sanaa Lathan.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I love him in The Birdcage.
That's a woman.
Oh,
you nailed that.
Nathan Lane, I was thinking.
You nailed that.
I've watched movies.
Yeah, but I love that. I've seen that movie a million times.
You didn't watch My Girl. If you've watched movies and you thought that Macaulay Culkin wasn't going to get
some. He have no game.
He gave up his life for her.
No, he wasn't. You know, he just couldn't run fast enough.
You know who else is in that movie? Love and Basketball?
Who's that?
Your boy.
Who?
Dennis Haysbert.
Man, hell with Dennis Haysbert.
Love Dennis Haysbert.
Big man me at the Boys and Girls Club.
Love Haysbert.
have nobody with him in the section. I can't sit with him.
Somebody texts in, my girl, Hawk, do not make me crash from PTSD sadness. I'm telling you, that movie.
What happened?
Hawk, I got stung by a bee before. You know what I did? I ran.
Yeah, but you didn't get swarmed by bees.
I ran. I guarantee I can beat every bee in the world in a race.
It's the most shocking movie death of all time.
You're telling me that in that movie, Macaulay Culkin passes away due to bees?
That's right.
That's ridiculous.
And then Veda cannot believe when she's looking at him in the casket. It's a young boy.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have his glasses on. Jimmy, you remember, right?
His glasses. Like, he can't
glasses.
See.
He can't see without his glasses.
Is that where that comes from?
Yeah. Yep. I literally am starting to cry right now. Do you see this? I have a tear coming down. Like,
that. You don't have tear ducts.
What are you talking about?
You haven't cried in 30 years. Don't know, Jack.
You don't see this tear coming
down?
Don't
try to lie to people.
I'm literally crying right now. That movie is so sad.
He's not dead, so I can say it's a terrible movie.
Terrible movie? Look how Rotten Potato.
Why did he run?
Rotten Potatoes? No, look it up. RottenPotatoes.com.
There we go.
RottenPotatoes.com.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, get me the URL, Rotten Potatoes. That was genuine.
You look me dead in my eye. Look up Rotten Potatoes. By the way, it's got a 57% potato meter.
Terrible.
No chance it's got 57. The one won the Oscar.
7% potato meter.
It was limited, and it was little kids. They always give little kids the benefit of the doubt. Like, move.
I just made up that it won an Oscar. I don't know if it did or didn't.
It couldn't have. Just move.
Are you really looking at Rotten Potatoes?
Yeah.
There's no such thing. The highlight of the movie was the little boy dying.
That's terrible.
Terrible.
It's one of the most shocking. I'm telling you, that's considered the most shocking death, where you literally don't think that it's coming. There's no con.
Did you think that Rocky's buddy was going to die? I didn't know the big Russian was going to kill old boy.
He said, I must kill you.
But I didn't know he was going to kill him.
He really didn't. He didn't say, I must kill you. I'm just making
something. You were just light to lie.
But you see that I'm crying, though?
You're not.
I am.
You're not capable of crying. Look. I've known you for too long.
Look.
Why don't pull your eyeball out at me?
If you're just tuning in, Mike Tomlin has stepped down as the Steelers head coach. The reason I brought up the Miami Hurricanes was to also bring up an actual sad story, and let's be mature about this for a second. Bill Courtney, who was part of Jim Larrañaga's staff and a longtime college basketball head coach, did pass away earlier.
He did.
Today.
The university announced that. Remember, when Larrañaga stepped down last season, it was Bill Courtney.
The interim head coach.
Who was the interim head coach.
Yeah,
that was shocking.
We were out there. We met him.
We did?
Years ago, we were out there.
Oh,
we met him.
Not last year.
Years ago, we ended up meeting him. And then when I saw the stuff on Twitter, I was like, damn, I talk with him.
The Miami Heat do play tonight against the Phoenix Suns at 7:30 p.m. Norman Powell is questionable for tonight's game only. I sent you guys this. The Heat are doing select concession stand prices, $5 12-ounce beers, $3 glizzies, $2 sodas, and $2 popcorns.
They have the best popcorn there. Kaseya Center has the best popcorn.
They are losing money on 6-point BAM. Grief in the morning. They got to cut prices on 6-point BAM.
This update from Diana Russini
will be. That's what happened. They brought Spo in. They said, what can we do about BAM only scoring 6 points? He's like, have you thought about lowering the price of hot dogs? They're like, done.
This update from Diana Russini might be sadder than Macaulay Culkin dying in My Girl. Spoiler alert. She writes, as John Harbaugh continues to gather information about his next landing spot, Giants, Falcons, and Titans, she's told, are considered the favorites to land the former Ravens head coach.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It sucks, though.
Armando Salguero tweets out, Mike Tomlin is not expected to go to the Miami Dolphins, per source, whether or otherwise. I'm told he's stepping away to be with his family and will make other decisions after.
If I had to bet, because we talked about it, and the best job, the worst job, all the rankings. If I had to bet my own money, I don't think Mike Tomlin coaches this year.
I think he goes to television. I really believe that.
Yeah, and I think he'll come back. But it's just
well. They used to say that about Bill Cowher too, and he never came back. He enjoyed doing the TV work and
the Sean Payton route. Remember, Sean Payton stepped away from the Saints, went to TV for a year, and thankfully for all of us, went back to the NFL sidelines.
And Mike Tomlin loves X and O football. I really do. I don't think he'll go the route. You know, the hell with it route. I think he'll step away. He'll recalibrate. Him and his wife will take a vacation.
Figure out the best spot for the future.
Yes, yeah. And see what goes on next coaching cycle. I really do believe that, if I had to bet money.
Anything else? Because Frank Caliendo is going to join us.
Heat, Canes both play tonight. And as Hawk mentioned, the Canes-Notre Dame game will be on AM 560. Heat will be on FM 104.3. Your weather in South Florida right now, still rainy, so drive safely, everybody.
I cannot believe that you didn't like My Girl.
Terrible movie.
And I can't believe you've never seen My Girl.
Now I know what happens. You ruined it for me.
It's still going to shock you. That's the crazy thing about it.
You know what you're going to say? Run! And he's going to sit there and slap at his
forehead. Oh, stop it. You can't outrun bees.
I run him 100 times.
You can't outrun bees.
Bees! The fast bee, the bee cheetah. Cheetah bees.
Frank Caliendo is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny. Ah, delightful to see Frank Caliendo. That's A-list caliber celebrity in
smiling just seeing his face.
In my humble opinion, Frank Caliendo is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's one of the funniest comedians alive. I genuinely believe that. I said that earlier. He is all over radio and social media. His clips go viral all the time. But if you've never seen him live at a comedy club, you are missing out. And he is coming to the west coast of Florida at the end of the month. And it happens to be the perfect weekend because it's the weekend in between the conference championship games and the Super Bowl. So there's no NFL that weekend. There's nothing going on that weekend. So you shoot over for a little weekend getaway in Naples, which is a beautiful area. And then you enjoy the west coast of Florida and you catch a Caliendo show. You can go to frankcaliendo.com. He has 4 shows in Naples, 2 on Friday, January 30th, and 2 on Saturday, the 31st. And he's with us now. Hello, Frank.
Hey, guys. How are you?
You sound a little lethargic. You need a little pep in your step.
I just wanted to go the opposite way of your intro. I wanted to let you down. My buddy just texted me that he wanted to start our podcast back up because of the Tomlin firing. Stepping away. He does an emotional Bill Cowher. He does tons of impressions, John Holmberg, but he does emotional Bill Cowher. That's when he finds out on CBS that he's going to the Hall of Fame. It's the S's and that. And so we're thinking emotional Bill Cowher, John Gruden, and the ghost of John Madden all join forces to coach the Steelers.
Can we get a preview maybe?
I'll tell you what, man, you can get more than a preview. We can do that right now. Could you imagine me with the steel curtain, man? I tell you what, Gruden steel curtain, GSC, is that what that would be? GSC? Took me a second to put it together. Then I was in my mind making sure that the letters didn't do something bad. So I was like,
well, none of our listeners would have been able to figure it out. Neither would we, to be quite honest.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm not good with abbreviations, salutations. What would that be called? Alliteration? That's two sounds at the beginning. Anything like that, man. I tell you what, we didn't hit any of the correct terminology there, but I'll tell you what. Spider 2Y Banana. Let's do that.
Will you break? Can you break the Tomlin news for us as Adam Schefter, so then we can pretend that we actually had Adam Schefter break the Tomlin news with us?
It appears at this time that Mike Tomlin went into a meeting with the Rooney family and the entire Pittsburgh organization, and it turned out that they didn't even have to ask him if he was coming back. He let them know that he was done. He loved his time there. He'd enjoyed it, but it was time to move on. He has no immediate idea what he's going to do in the football world, although that is a definite possibility. But right now, Mr. Tomlin is going to take time with his family and enjoy the Amazon deliveries his wife has been getting.
It's such a perfect chef.
It's crazy. It really,
you know, you do Kuiper. You know, Crowder's had a run-in with – I mean, ever since Crowder was drafted, what, 05?
05.
So Kuiper told you
– guaranteed first round, Frank. I'm going 22nd at the latest to Green Bay. I did the math. I was making $8 million. I got $1 million credit line. I spent up a bunch of money. I bought a Hummer. And then I went third round, and I spent more than my signing bonus because Mel Kiper lied to me.
You got
to take into account that I don't actually make the draft picks. At the end of the day, the teams are the ones making the picks. And a lot of things go, you know, a lot of things happen during the draft. Other guys slip, other guys move up, and that changes the order. And a lot of times you're trying to figure out who's going to go where. And it just, you know, a lot of times these GMs are drinking the night before. They have no idea what something getting into the hookah party, doing something they shouldn't have been doing. I know the hookah's fine, but sometimes it gets laced with something. Somebody put a little something inside. A hookah bar's fine, but at the end of the day, if you're getting laced with some sort of marijuana strain that's a little bit stronger than what you were intending, I think at the end of the day, you're going to make some lazy picks.
Did it hurt me, Mel, that I got arrested 3 times in 2 years and I was on papers?
I'll tell you what, having a rap sheet doesn't help unless it depends on the fast twitch muscle. At the end of the day, what's your wingspan? What's your ability? Certain intangibles and the measurements definitely can bring you back up. I think if you're a guy in a gas mask smoking weed before a game, that's a definite way to slide down, but in a couple of years, you're the kind of guy who could come back and get a second contract. But yeah, definitely, as somewhere along the way, if you're one arrest, two, three, it's like LeBron counting championships in the Miami area. I don't think. And if you get, definitely, if you're at five, like if you run a 4.14 of the unbelievable hands, that's the kind of guy who can go up to maybe 4 or 5 arrests. But I mean, if you're 4.6, 4.7, as a wide receiver, maybe 5.1 as a lineman, and you're under 6'5". I don't think you're gonna stay in the first round.
You had too many arrests for your skill set. Had you been slightly better,
there's a definite correlation. There's a definite correlation between arrests and skill set that determine the round of draft that you're gonna be in.
Hookah party. I like a hookah party. Can we put this to bed? Because I've been hearing Crowder talk about this for a decade, how angry he is at Mel Kiper. Can you just apologize to him as Mel Kiper so we can move past this stage in his life?
Yeah, I gotta say that at the end of the day, look at everything prognosticating is not really what I do. I do future analysis. Future analysis might be wrong. Prognostication, on the other hand, it's like Nostradamus doing a tremendous job in ancient times, let you know what was coming, spoke vaguely, then wrote it down. Some of the stuff's lost in translation. We're not talking about the Bill Murray movie directed by the Coppola lady.
what we're talking about is that at the end of the day, this is good of an apology you're ever going to get.
There was no apology. Literally, it was a definition of prognosticating and guessing, but there was no 100%, apology.
That's a pretty good apology. I heard the word apology, and I heard from me. There was something negating it along the way.
I hate to turn this into just a piano bar where we ask you just to do voices and silly things, but
hold on. Speaking of piano bar, you ever see Billy Joel? Tremendous job out there in New York. Did a great job. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. He's making love to his tonic and gin.
I feel like that is something Mel Kiper would say.
Is it something because you sing us a melody? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and sweet, and I knew it complete. And when I wear a younger man's clothes, la di da di da, di da di da.
Now, I can firmly say there is not another radio show on this huge day of breaking news with Mike Tomlin that has Mel Kiper reciting the lyrics to Piano Man.
I'll tell you what, listen to this, Hawk. John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gives me my drinks for free.
I wish Crowder knew the song.
He's now, quick with the jokes to light up your smokes. Open up that hookah bar.
It's fantastic. It really is.
Not in my demographic, I guess.
Can we have, John Madden tell Tua Tagovailoa that his services are no longer needed in Miami?
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing that you got to let a guy down, softly. You don't, that's not what seems to be happening in Miami at this time. The coach, I think, walks in and tells the owner walks in, tells the coach, hey, I don't think we're going to need you anymore in the middle, of a player evaluation. And I think that's the kind of thing. That's just the Miami Dolphins being the Miami Dolphins.
Can you have Jim Rome tell
and you
Tua?
Would think, one second, I would think they say the Dolphins are great communicators in the sea, that they have ways to talk to each other because they're mammals. People think they're fish, but they're not. Dolphins are mammals like whales. They got a blowhole. I don't know if a dolphin has a blowhole, but, the Dolphins have a blowhole, but that's the thing. They say dolphins are great communicators, but in the football world, it doesn't seem like the communication is at the same level.
Are dolphins great communicators? I thought whales were.
They talk
dolphins
to each
are?
One of the yeah, best. They talk. Remember, did you ever see Ace Ventura? Yeah. In Ace Ventura, he talks to the dolphins.
That's
he makes
right.
that kind of noise here.
Can we have Jim Rome tell Tua that he's no longer needed in Miami?
Tua, you did a great job when you were upright, but there wasn't enough of that time. Dude would scramble and then get scrambled. That is not good. And that is not Tua Tagovailoa's fault. Dude was doing the best he could, wasn't getting the protection needed. The arm was not as strong as people thought. People thought he had a cannon. Turns out it was more of just a sawed-off rifle.
How about Pacino? Can you have Pacino tell Tua to get out of the building?
Yeah. That card you swipe? It's no good anymore. You can swipe it, but you're going to get a red light, not a green light. And you need the green light to get into the building. I'm going to need your playbook.
If you're watching him on the YouTube stream, it's amazing his facial.
It's visual as well.
Visual.
As
that's why I say you have to see him as in stand-up because he really takes on the persona. Is that at all similar? I don't know if you do Joe Biden, but it reminded me.
Were you the guy or the thing? Coach, when I was a young man growing up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, we had a great quarterback, Vaia Tagovailoa. Vaia Tagovailoa, great young man. Played for the Alabama Tide of Crimson. They're national champions. Folks, Jalen Hurts. They played together, side by side. Teammates. both in the end fun. Popsicles. Come on, guys.
You know, I heard what was going on. I heard what was going on with the Miami Dolphins, and I said, I wouldn't handle it that way. I would handle it much more with compassion. I'm a compassion guy. And I said, you don't let the coach go in the middle of an interview. He's talking to players, and he said, this is what you did well, and this is what you didn't do well. And then the owner comes in, he says, you're not going to talk to these guys anymore. We're not going to call your coach. And Tunga, Tanya Harding? No, not Tanya Harding. Tunga, let me get this right. Tua, Tanga Viola. Voila. That's what a great chef says. Great chef, the best chefs in the world. We're the best chefs here at the White House. And he said, voila, Tunga, Tua, voila. But we said, as great as what you're doing is, as great as you are, you're not the proper mix. You're the wrong chef in the kitchen. I said, and they said, we're gonna go a different direction. And that's what we're doing with Mike McDaniels. McDaniel. Is there an S? Is he plural or is he singular? And a lot of people ask, do you know about Mike McDaniels? Of course I know Mike McDaniels. He did a great job. He had a tremendous grasp of the language, like me. We turned a phrase. A lot of people are saying probably the best. And when a great coach like John Harbaugh becomes available, a lot of people say, how can we get this guy? How can we get John Harbaugh? And everybody starts talking. When he wasn't available, when there was no John Harbaugh, people said, well, I don't know if we could find somebody better. Then John Harbaugh came along, and it was like voting him back to be president again.
Oh, my God.
It's wild to watch. What's the hardest transition, Frank? From Morgan Freeman to Jim Rome? Like, there has to be a hard transition to do that like you
if
do.
If two voices are kind of close, then it can get messy. Right, that's if it's a,
because easy to slip
it's,
into
if
the
it's
other
like
one.
A Morgan Freeman to Morgan Freeman to Jim Rome. That's an easy switch because it's just in the middle there. You know, if you're trying to go from like John C. Reilly to Mark Ruffalo, that's a little harder because it's a soft.
Wait a second,
change.
That was John C. Reilly. I thought that was Barkley. That was John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. Yeah, that's this right here. Did you touch my drum set? But I guess that could be pretty close to Charles Barkley. That's pretty close right there, knucklehead. I mean, that guy, Hockman really tried to call me out right there, but he's got no idea. He really has no idea what he's talking about.
We've had a long-running debate on this show. I think Step Brothers is one of the least funny movies of all time.
Well,
I mean,
it's not like you're the smartest guy in the world.
Thank you.
But that line tickled them because they love that movie.
Can a very funny person tell you the truth about Step Brothers?
Well, I don't think Frank is going to be honest in this.
No, I think Step Brothers is good. I mean, it's not one of my favorites, but it's it's got a lot of quotable, ridiculous lines and stuff. I mean, the stuff that they do to each other in that movie, it's just antagonistic. So if you like that kind of stuff.
Which is what Crowder likes, antagonistic stuff.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah.
I am dying. That was
that was good.
Better than I could have imagined.
Ugh. Naples, I'm going to go over.
Well, Frank is going to be in Naples on the 30th and the 31st. I'm going out there to see him. But I'm telling you, it's honestly the perfect weekend because there's no football. I looked because I was like, do I really want to miss a football game? And then I looked and I was like, oh, there is no football game.
I tried to get a stop in Lauderdale along the way. I don't know what happened. So I have to come back in the area at some point. It's not going to be right now, but Naples is the closest I'm going to be right now. This club off the hook is supposedly actually off the hook.
Well, it's frankcaliendo.com if you want to see wherever he is. I know a lot of people podcast us from all over the place. So he's got a, what did it say on there, a tour that never really ends?
Yeah. It's, and you can actually just go to frankonstage.com. Mm. That way you don't even have to spell Caliendo. Because in the, like in Southern Florida, I think people can get it because it's Italian and it's close to, you know, it's closer to Spanish and stuff like that. But if you're like in, if you're in, like when I go to Minnesota, they'd be like, is that Frank Calamari there? Yeah, I saw him on the menu. Yeah, he looked good. What an appetizer.
That's why I ski in Minnesota, man. That's my spot.
Excellent. Any other? We're really out of time. I didn't get to Stephen A. Smith.
I understand that your time is valuable, but that's what we're going to be today.
I didn't get the Sandler.
That's the Stephen A. wind down. I understand.
You know what I love about the Trump? I love the Trump. It was like the low energy, just kind of chopping it up Trump.
It's not very the... quiet. It's, a lot of people do the over-the-top Trump, but I said, there's no need. I'm quite frankly, I'm very close to being a ventriloquist. I had a record when I was a little boy, when I was a young man. I had a record that was Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, and they taught you how to do ventriloquism on a record.
And
I
said,
if you can teach me how to do ventriloquism with no visual, you're tremendous.
All right, we got to go. Frank Caliendo, he's going to be in Naples the 30th and the 31st. I am telling you, I've seen him before in a comedy club, and I imagine in Naples, like, it can't be a giant venue, right? I mean,
no, it's like a 300-seat club.
Yeah,
awesome.
So you really get to see the facial...
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Expression?
I didn't get the first facial expressions
expression,
because it
huh?
really is spectacular, right? He becomes the person that he's impersonating.
Let me ask you this, Huck. Would you say it's tremendous or fantastic?
What are my choices again?
Multiple choice. Fantastic, tremendous, or all of the above.
I will go all of the above. Frank on Tour. Is that what it was? Frank on Tour?
Frankonstage.com.
Frankonstage.com. I don't know. Listen. I don't know what Frank on Tour will get you.
I do. Because I have that too, and it's my only Frank page.
The other side.
Oh, Jimmy, that's perfect for you. Frankonstage.com. I will see you in Naples. Thank you for making time for us today. You really did.
Whack me, I am out.
He's out, Jimmy. We'll take a break. 4 o'clock hour is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.